Now, the rest of the story. Filippo Beccaria was a renowned artist and dancer. In the course of his brilliant career, his performances had thrilled thousands. Yet, as anyone in that demanding profession might openly lament or perhaps try to deny, one's days in the dance are numbered. There will come a time, sooner or later, when the magnificent human machinery of nerves and muscles falters in its power and precision, until at last the artist is beyond the aid of even the most sympathetic choreographer. In the early stages of that inevitable transition, a dancer, a classical dancer, will often gaze into the future and contemplate the manner in which his accumulated knowledge might be bestowed upon the next generation. For indeed, the dance is nothing if not tradition. We cannot know the extent to which dancer Filippo Beccaria had pondered his artistic legacy, nor does history recall the moment at which he passed his glorious prime, and yet it's imagined that he was unprepared for his profound emotions the day he met the children. I mean the children at the orphanage. And for Filippo, a lasting relationship between him and them was the beginning of a spiritual oneness which is felt in the world to this day. Their faces were so precious, yearning beneath a veneer of placidity, the faces of orphan children, lined up, prepared for review, the day dancer Filippo Beccaria and his wife visited the orphanage. It was not often explained to the headmaster that the children were honored by such a distinguished visitor. Then Filippo began asking questions. The young ones, were they engaged in regular studies? Yes. Were they learning useful trades? Yes. Yet there was one experience he realized that the children might never be afforded, the joy he had known since his own youth. And if those prisoners of circumstance might, if only for a fleeting moment, feel the exhilaration, the freedom of dancing, somehow it would be worth a large portion of what was left of Filippo's life. And so, with the blessings of the orphanage trustees and under the instruction of Filippo and Mrs. Beccaria, the dancing classes began. Early on, it was an understandable grind, the initiation of young, awkward limbs into the world of disciplined grace. Adversity before beauty, Filippo patiently explained, and somehow his struggling charges understood. Well, months went by, then years passed. From the original class of 82 pupils emerged 24 promising ones. These performed regularly for the other orphans, and to enthusiastic applause, these, Filippo declared, would one day perform beyond the orphanage walls. And one day they did. The arrangements were made at a theater in town. It had been 3 years since Filippo Beccaria first came to the orphan's home. Now he was watching his fledglings take to the sky. Well, that was more than 200 years ago. Today, Filippo Beccaria and his wife and the orphanage they came to call home are all but forgotten. And yet the sight of the theater where those 24 orphans first publicly performed, because of them, is a shrine. They were only orphans. And yet they, instructed and inspired by an Italian dancer history barely remembers, became the pride of their native land. Ultimately, the artistic rock on which an immortal institution was based. Thus has the legacy of Filippo Beccaria been gracefully passed from generation to generation. It all began with 24 orphan children in a grand dance. Grand dance. Or as you say it in Russian, a Bolshoi ballet. And now you know the rest of the story.